Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, for as long as I can remember, right, Telkom has been going through a cycle of business. You get told that Telkom is recovering, they do really well. Then you get told that Telkom is suffering. Then you get told that Telkom is recovering again. Now we're told that they're doing extremely well, specifically with data services, which shouldn't come as a surprise when you consider that recently Cell C kind of took a knock. Right, Gugu?
Well, that's true. When we take a look at Telkom's results, they shared their quarterly update for the last quarter of last year, and they really showed an impressive update, especially when it comes to their mobile business, which expanded their revenue by almost 10% year on year. Now, as you correctly state, there's been a lot of shifts at Telkom in terms of their strategy and really trying to focus on their open serve network, which is actually the secret sauce that they have in their strategy. It's fundamentally fiber that runs across many suburbs, households, and office parks, and typically that's the access that many other network operators want to get in order to provide their services to their vast variety of clients. When it comes to Telkom's overall growth, though, in terms of revenue, it was rather flat and really not worth mentioning. 1% further positive in terms of the numbers that we saw, but of course, ongoing growth as well in their fiber connectivity, which also expanded by at least 17%. So overall, it does seem as though there's a positive outcomes in terms of the numbers that we'll see. Also comes at a very interesting time, especially as the battle for fiber continues. We know that there's ongoing conversations around spectrum. And it's interesting to note that MTN has already slowly begun switching off its 3G network, and that's largely to make space within the spectrum to offer faster, more sufficient and reliable data. So many MTN subscribers might perhaps have to pay attention to that should they be impacted due to a lack of compatibility of either their device or their SIM card.
So while Telkom's doing well, McDonald's not doing so well. Their results are slipping.
Yeah, not only are their profits slipping, but it also seems as though they saw fewer visitors at their outlets, especially in the U.S. last year. Now, they mentioned that there's a number of factors, but largely linked to a breakout of E. coli, which is a bacteria that forms in food. This impacted at least more than 100 people, and they actually had to face a number of several lawsuits within the chain right across the United States. They do mention as well that 2024 was actually one of their worst performing years since the pandemic, as the brand has just essentially just suffered from a lack of growth within the customer base, but also in certain markets abroad, especially the Middle East, the brand has been a target of boycotts as well as backlash, given the representation of America that it brings forth. Despite that, they are looking to continue with ongoing investments, largely when it comes to their global markets by opening up 2,200 new restaurants. From what we understand, South Africa might be earmarked for some of that growth. And of course, maybe even introducing new menu options, which typically are always localized to the particular markets that they happen to serve. So not all that great when it comes to Big Macs, but looking to make a recovery there.
Okay. And what are the markets looking like?
The markets will open up from 87,765 points today. We'll also see the currency, which has been really resilient to the currencies. 18.45 is where we're trading to the greenback. To the pound sterling, we're 22.81, and against the euro at 19.01.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.